Yeah, I don't know. I was a little disappointed. I got the little Ford Escape, and there's like on the bottom of the door, there's like the metal is folded over on itself, so there's like a seam on the inside. And along that seam, I noticed a little surface rust. And I'm like, really? Things, I mean, what is it, a 23? I guess it's 3 years old. 22, 23, so 3, 4 years old. And I've only got like 26,000 miles on it. I'm like, already seeing rust? Kind of ticks me off. I don't know if I'm going to be looking to get rid of it. I keep looking. You're right, Dakota. A Colorado is probably about the perfect vehicle for me. I'd have to go test drive one and see if Andrea can get in and out of it conveniently. But there just really isn't. That little Escape's got that damn towing package, and it makes it almost the perfect grocery getter for us. And I just can't find anything quite like it.
You're connected to CMN Network.
So I don't know if this will work. I mean, you have the warranty, so it should, but I had a 2011 Buick Regal Turbo, and the paint warranty was, I forgot how long, but it was still within it. And I had the same thing, driver's side door. You could tell it got hit and they were reskinned the door and they didn't put the insulation back in it because it sounded hollow. It was a certified pre-owned. And it was rusting in the same spot right on that seam. So I took it back to the dealer. I said, this is absolute bullcrap. It's certified pre-owned. Like, this is under paint warranty. Here's your warranty. And they actually took it and they had the whole door repainted. So, I mean, you can get it fixed. They should honor that. But, if I didn't have the family in tow that I do, I'd probably be driving a Colorado. I think the new ones look freaking awesome, especially the Trail Bosses. Canyons, too, if you want a little snazzier GMT. But they're not that high. If you get the off-roady ones, they get up there quite a bit. I mean, my buddy at work's got a ZR2, and it fits up. It's got more ground clearance than my truck does. But the standard, like, LTs and all that, they're not bad. If you get some Nerf bars, it's not terrible. But, yeah, you definitely got to go see if you can get it out easily and see if you like it. I imagine you're going to have the same interior room, but then you have the luxury of throwing crap in a bed under a tonneau cover and a nice hitch that you can tow. I think those are, like, 5 or 6,000 pounds.